Broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for Grow ATL, presented by Small Business Day. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we are back with Grow ATL. Stone Peyton Lee Cantor here with you, broadcasting live from Cobb Galleria. Lee, this is a lot of fun. We're starting to see some energy now around the event. Folks are coming in. They're participating in sessions. We've gotten a chance to visit with some folks off air and on air now. We're sort of getting our groove, don't you think?
Yeah, entrepreneurs doing amazing things. There's just a flow of them coming in here now.
I love having these conversations. It absolutely beats the heck out of working, or even if it's a Saturday, I'm not mowing grass, I'm not doing chores. I'm down here visiting with these bright, passionate people. I think we're going to have a full and fun day to look forward to. This segment is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast in this episode, first up, CEO with GPI, which is Government Procurement Innovators, LLC, Miss Paula Watts. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Well, Paula, before we get too far into things, can you tell us a little bit about Government Procurement Innovators? How are you serving folks?
Yes, we train small businesses on SBA set-aside programs, whether it's the Women's Owned Small Business Program, the 8A program, which is for minority-owned businesses, Hub Zone, veterans, all of it.
And then, so what do you help them do?
We literally take them and walk them step by step through the process. Having worked at SBA previously, what I found was there was a disconnect between businesses and SBA and the government and as a whole. And so I combined the business with SBA so that literally through our training, after 8 weeks, they're registered to do business with the government properly and are actually competing on contracts.
So now, is this something that if a business, do you think most businesses that aren't involved are, it's a missed opportunity?
Absolutely. The federal government is the largest buyer of goods and services in the world. Mm-hmm. Last fiscal year, the government awarded $120 billion of contracts to small businesses mm-hmm. alone.
So now, what does the process look like? How do you know if the business is a right fit for a government contract?
Well, the government, you think of the government, they buy everything. There's nothing that the government doesn't buy. I had a client who was in the IT world, and she ended up winning a contract at the Atlanta Federal Prison providing barber services to the inmates. That was a federal contract.
And then what are the sizes of some of these contracts? Is it $1,000 or is it?
Oh, absolutely not. They vary from $1,000 to millions.
What's the highest you've ever seen?
I just had a client win a $50 million contract.
Whoa. $50 million? Wow. So that's game changing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the federal government have contracts that are specifically set aside for small businesses that are $250,000 and below. Mm-hmm. And what I found on the federal side, you're really not competing with as many businesses because it's national, it's worldwide.
Right.
So the average business that you're competing with as a small business is, I'm finding it to be no more than two or three.
And then, is this the service you're offering? Is that classes? Or are you actually filling out the forms for them?
It's a model that's driven for them to actually develop the work. Everything is online. Uh-huh. And they have lab and homework assignments where they're actually building out a business model that's going to be sustainable in the government space.
Now, is this something that if you don't fill out the forms, right? Because to navigate that world is not that easy. And like one box not checked or one, you know, misspelled word could put you in a where you're not going to get the contract, right?
Yes and no. And what I like to say, I train from two perspectives, meaning I had a business in Washington, D.C. And grew it to close to $15 million in contracts. I had a bad business partner that ended up taking my business down. So that really pushed me to my new passion and understanding that no one's training small businesses on how to run a business on that level. Right. The government was giving me millions of dollars of contracts, and I had no clue what I was doing. I couldn't read a profit and loss statement. So after that experience, that's what made me join the government. And I realized that's where the disconnect is. You can go to the agencies and they'll tell you you'll need an approved government accounting system.
Right.
But they can't tell you how to get that assistance. So I kind of merged my experience from that first business, created templates, and literally walked businesses through this process.
So now at what is the ideal client for you? Like, at what level of business is the entrepreneur?
It's anyone just starting up.
Really? You can go
from zero,
having no clients?
Absolutely. I had a client that started in November and went through our program, and by September she won 4 contracts.
So she had no business, and then she went through this program, and now she has 4 contracts.
She has 4 contracts.
And that's her main way she makes revenue is through those 4 contracts.
Right now, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And then, so now walk me through, do they find you online? How do they find you typically?
Right now, because I like to say that I'm a startup too, because I left SBA in 2015. So I've invested in my website to make it an online platform. And right now our base has been referral, word of mouth. And since that, we've trained over 800 businesses from California, Texas, South Carolina. And we really have a great community of CEOs.
So now if I go to the website, and that website is GPIWIN.com, GPIWIN.com, right?
Yes.
I go there, I can see what the training looks like.
Absolutely.
Right? And then I sign up. It's not a ton of money. It's a good investment, though.
Absolutely.
And now, is it something that I go through it's 24 weeks of training?
That's
correct. That something where I go through that, and then at the end of 24 weeks, I can't go and revisit it, or
do I have access? You have access. We record it. It's still a live session, and each week it is recorded online. So even if you miss a class, you can go back.
So I can go back on demand.
Yes.
Is it forever? I can go back.
It's a month.
So for 1 month more, I can.
Absolutely.
So I have 28 weeks to absorb all the information.
Correct.
And then at the end of those 24 weeks, you're walking me through step by step how to be prepared and how to actually get the government contract.
And understand the resources that are available for you through SBA's program. Mm-hmm. I encourage businesses to understand the All Small Mentor Protege program, which is relatively a new program. And what that does, it allows a large business to come in and mentor you through SBA. And that large business now get whatever certifications you have. And you're now able to leverage the resources of that large business with SBA pretty much watching over you.
Now, is there a package where I say, you know what, I'll pay more, but you fill out all the forms and you do all the stuff?
Yes, but I tend not to go that way, because for me, and having run that business for 10 years, there's certain things that you should not pass off as that CEO. Mm-hmm. You need to learn and understand yourself, because through this process, you're the one that's going to be developing your business. After the first 8 weeks, that's when we're encouraging you to go ahead and start competing on contracts.
Oh, really? So yes. You don't even have to wait till the end of the 24 weeks?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
So within 8 weeks, you're going to have enough information to kind of move forward.
Absolutely.
Now, if you were going to give any advice for the entrepreneur out there, what would it be regarding this?
Make sure that if you're going into this space, you need to understand the game. And what I've found consistently, having trained, say, 10,000 businesses in this space, is that most small businesses will start a business on their skill set. And that first business, after receiving that first $1 million contract, my mentor pulled me aside and he asked me, well, why are you pigeonholing yourself? And when he said that, it made sense. So I had to revamp my business model to a management consulting firm and understanding in this space, as long as you're able to demonstrate you have subject matter experts to perform on that contract, that's what the government is going to evaluate you on. It's not necessarily on your specific skill set.
Mm-hmm. It's who are your resources and who you have access to.
Absolutely.
So think bigger.
Absolutely.
So now what brings you to Grow ATL?
Well, I was just interested. I'm Googling and I'm always trying to help out small businesses because, again, having gone through a lawsuit in that first business.
You have some scar tissue you're trying to have people not have to go through.
Yes.
They can help it. So one more time, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you or learn more about this training.
You can go to my website, gpiwin.com, or I can be reached at 678-822-2303.
Well, thank you so much for coming and visiting with us. It's been fun to listen to your story, and I can hear in your voice your passion for helping other entrepreneurs get their thing off the ground. I can tell that's what really lights your fire, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. For me, it's a game changer. Having worked on the inside of SBA, and I knew when we received a contract on behalf of one of the firms that participated in the 8A, and it's a $4 million contract, I know that's a game changer for that family and their future.
Sure.
Well, thanks again for sharing your story. And please stay with us. We're going to visit with one more guest, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. Next up on this episode, please join me in welcoming to the show. He is with New Way Studios, and that's N-U-E-W-A-Y Studios, Mr. Christopher Johnson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing well. Before we dive into New Way and learn a little bit about your work and what you're out there doing for folks, what'd you learn in that last segment there?
So I learned that government contracts are important in growing your business. I did have like a couple of questions.
Go ahead. Ask other questions. So
do you provide like guidance as far as like this, say with company services, what contracts to go after specifically?
Absolutely. Okay. Because what I realized working at SBA, all the information is public information. It's your tax dollars. But no one's connecting these websites together that's going to be able to direct you to design your business model based on what the government is buying currently.
Right, right. So I'm assuming that, yeah, since it's public information, then there's a database somewhere with all of the government contracts out there. Okay. All right.
All right. Good question, Christopher. Now tell us about New Way.
All right. So New Way Studios is actually one of the top 10 brand development agencies in Atlanta. We've been around for about 4 years and have reached that feat. So we specialize in building that brand identity, right? Every business has a brand, but not every brand has business. Right.
So I write that down right somewhere.
Good stuff.
I'm going to say that later today, and I may or may not remember to credit you. I don't know, Christopher. That sounds pretty cool.
Right. But
it's true, right?
Exactly. Very, very true. So we specialize in helping small businesses and larger businesses obtain that brand, create and obtain that brand identity, and getting it out to their target audiences through various means, whether it be logo design, web design, graphic design, videography, photography, brand messaging, real one-stop shop for all of that. And we offer that creative piece.
So now who are some of your clients?
So we've had clients as small as like some individual local artists to as large as UPS. And we've actually had a government client, the Department of Health and Human Services as well.
Wow, so you're ready for some government contracts. That's
exactly. I mean, we're trying to figure out how to get more, though. That's the problem.
If only we knew someone that can help you think that
through. If only there was training you can get that can help you.
Exactly. So I sat down with the right person.
So now it says on your card that you're involved with WeBank. That's a women. That means you're a women-owned business.
Yes. So my boss, the CEO, actually couldn't make it today, so she sent me. She's an African American woman, and I'm just happy to work with her and for her. You know.
So now, is the firm mostly women?
No, actually, it's actually mostly. She has a lot of men under uh-huh. her. There's about 4 women, but we're very small. It's only like 8 of us total. So
now, what's your day to day work? What are you doing?
So I pretty much go out and I bring in clients. You know, I give out people. Yeah, I bring out. I get the word out, right? Because mm-hmm. I've met a lot of people who have been burned, especially recently, regards to social media, because people don't understand social media and how algorithms and Facebook and all that stuff works. And they go with some of these marketing agencies that don't show them, wait, you need to build your brand first, and then we'll work on your marketing. Or they'll get them fake followers, right?
Right.
And fake followers doesn't mean that you're going to get any interaction, right? It's not going to convert to sales or, you know, anything. So
now, how did you find the Grow ATL event?
So actually, I've been doing some Googling myself, you know, just looking around, you know, for events to go to. And I saw this and, you know, I presented it to my boss. And she's like, well, I think this probably is something that, you know, I should go to. But, you know, things happen. and she sent me. So.
And then what are you looking to get out of it?
I'm hoping to learn as much as I can and make as many connections as I can with people, as well as to help people, small business owners who may need our services.
Now, if you were giving a tip to a small business owner about kind of branding, what would you tell them to do? What's some low hanging fruit for them? What can they be doing to maybe do a better job when it comes to branding?
I would say first, figure out why you're doing it. So who, why and who is your business serving, right? Why is that so important in the market? And why is it important for you to get your story out? So if you don't answer those questions, you don't have the base foundation for your brand. And it also helps create who you're going to be targeting, right? Your target audience. So you need to figure that out first before you go any further, because most people would like to say, oh, I'm going to serve everybody. That's not how it works. You need to figure out your target
audience. That's tempting,
first, though,
right? You mm-hmm. want to try to serve everyone,
because you
really
don't want to miss. You don't want to miss out on something.
Right. But it starts small and then grows. It's not it's not the other way around. You have to start with your target audience and then it'll grow from
there. Now, when you first start having these conversations, you're out, I don't know, picking up the phone, knocking down the door, knocking on the doors. Initially, are people embracing this and like, where you been all my life? Or are they kind of skeptical? Because yours strikes me as a very competitive, crowded kind of arena, this whole sales and marketing world. I mean, I would think that would be a challenge, that first conversation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it just depends on the person. So most of the time, if they've been burned in the past, then yes, it's a little difficult. But after I say, you know, I'm just here to provide education first. And that's the biggest part of what we do. And
so you educate before you try to consult.
Exactly.
You got to have that foundation. Because
if they don't know what I'm trying to help them do, then I can't help them, honestly. And they won't let me help them. So, you know, I have to make sure that they have a great understanding of what, you know, one, where their business is now and how we can help them grow it.
Can you share a story maybe that of one of the clients that you guys have worked with that you made a big impact that helped them a lot?
Okay, you don't have to name them. You just, you know, maybe what does it rhyme with? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no, it's fine. So we also work with nonprofit organizations as well. So there's actually one of my first clients when I got here. They're a nonprofit organization called 2B. They help inner city children, in education, and just help them get guidance throughout life, right? So we came in. They were having some internal issues, right? And we made sure before we tried to sell them on the marketing piece that they needed to fit the branding and marketing piece, that they needed to fix those internal issues first, right? Then once those internal issues were solved, like, we would all sat in a room and we had these conversations about.
And these are hard conversations, right? Because that's you know, you're telling them, hey, you got to get your act together in some areas that's uncomfortable, right?
He's a therapist just like our last guest. Yeah. Everybody has these businesses, but when you're in the consultative arena, you're there's a therapist dynamic to all this stuff. And
Right. Which is funny because my first degree is in clinical psychology. Right. I guess, you know, somebody lucked out with that. But after we had those conversations and, you know, telling people, hey, these are the things that you need to do to fix these issues before we can even move forward. Right. If you really want, you know, to see the best result of our services. And as a result, right, after we got their annual report done, right, which, of course, if they want to receive donors, right, you need that. You need people to see where the money's going and what you're doing. After that, they started receiving.
It was starting to happen money, then.
Like,
because they got the foundation right that made everything else easier.
Exactly.
So if somebody wanted to learn more about New Way Studios or get a hold of you, what are the coordinates?
So we're actually located in Midtown Atlanta in that... there's a new building on 1201 Peach Street.
Right. That's the
1201 Peach Street. You can also go to the website. It's just New Way Studios, N-U-E, Way, all one word, studios.com. We also have an Instagram page, and it's just at New Way Studios.
All right, Christopher, thank you so much for sharing your story.
All right. Thank you for allowing me to.
All right. We'll be back in a few from Grow ATL.